Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn, former State Senator Mike Johnston, Congressman Jared Polis, and former State Treasurer Kerry Kennedy mostly agree on policies, but there are some differences, like health care. Polis backs a single-payer plan.
We're the only country in our state of Colorado in the industrialized world not to have universal health care. Let's get there.
While Lynn, who was at one time an executive for insurance provider Kaiser Permanente, supports universal health care, she's opposed to single-payer.
I'm not a supporter of the single-payer system because I don't think we can accomplish that in Colorado, and our voters rejected it in 2016.
On the education front, Kerry Kennedy and Mike Johnston have different views on a bill he sponsored to change how teachers are evaluated and base part of it on student growth.
The teachers feel demoralized by this. They know there's a lot more going on in their kids' lives than just what's happening in the classroom. Other states that have taken this approach have backed off, and they're absolutely within their right to make that your record.
Kennedy is referring to a TV ad attacking Johnston's bill. All the candidates signed a pledge to run positive campaigns. She said she wouldn't call for it to be removed because it's from the PAC Teachers for Kennedy and not from her own campaign.
There are differences in our approaches to education policy, and it's important that the teachers have the ability to express their opinion in a race that matters to them.
But Johnston fired back, saying Kennedy supported the teacher evaluation measure.
In 2012, you called it a national model that helps give us the tools to drive towards student achievement. So I don't know when you changed your mind on that. It's published under your name.
As he was talking, she quietly said she didn't remember that. The Teachers for Kennedy ad also attacked Polis for being pro-school voucher.
For what I can tell, the attack on me was based on an op-ed I wrote almost 20 years ago.
While in Congress, he says he's never backed vouchers.
And I have a 100% voting record. I have an A with the NEA. And it just seems to me it's a failure of leadership to stoop to that level and attack fellow Democrats.
Polis and Kennedy are considered the front runners, followed by Johnston and Lynn. All were asked how they would handle the next recession, which could happen in the next 4 years. Lynn said she'd increase the state's reserves to 10%, something she tried to do this year.
That's prudent. We didn't get that far, and clearly we have some pent-up demand for things like roads and education. So it was a little bit of a balance, but I would definitely say that next year we've got to take the tough step of adding to our rainy day fund that we have.
She's not the only one who wants to increase the rainy day fund. Kennedy does as well, saying the state must invest wisely.
And I took steps to move state investments, taxpayers' money, out of risky Wall Street investments so that here in Colorado, taxpayers didn't lose money in their state investments in the same way that other states lost hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars.
Johnston would look to make changes to state laws to reduce spending.
Stop criminalizing mental health, stop criminalizing drug addiction, and stop criminalizing poverty. Those kind of reforms are some of the few big ideas in the state that would actually save the state hundreds of millions of dollars in the state budget, and that would be where I would start.
Polis also wants to reform sentencing laws and said if governor, he would focus on job growth, touting his own experience as an entrepreneur.
And empowering people to be able to support themselves and perhaps someday even create jobs for others is what an economic recovery and economic growth is all about. I'm the only one who's done it.
The Democratic primary for governor has been spirited and is expected to be close. An added uncertainty is the fact that for the first time, unaffiliated voters can participate in party primaries. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.